We're back, call the meeting back to order. Alexis, you had a couple more follow-up points on housing.
Sure. The first is, we just wanted to point out about this opportunities, areas of opportunity map from the state, is that, you know, we talk a lot about the east and these opportunity areas, but also the west is important for preservation of existing housing stock. So these are, you know, the distressed areas and the stable areas, but there's a lot of older homes there, and it's very important to preserve those too. Anything else you want to say about that, Brandy?
Yeah, I think the developers just kind of wanted to clarify that in addition to us sort of pointing out that new multifamily rentals should go in the yellow, the areas of opportunities, that we should also support efforts to preserve the affordable housing projects that are in the west side to make sure that they receive the necessary renovations and rehabs that they require. They're all aging at this point, so that was all I just wanted to point out.
And that was what Tom Aide was pointing out, I
yes,
think, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the second point was something Kim brought up right before lunch. Do you want to, I'm not familiar with the garage keeper's lien.
It's a garage, I said the wrong name.
Yeah, garageman's lien.
Garageman's
yeah.
lien. And in manufactured housing, like if you're in a community, manufactured housing community, your manufactured house is registered with the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
And so people abandon those houses all the time. And when they do, there's usually liens against their house because they haven't paid their school taxes or their county or state taxes. And so years ago, we worked on trying to get this done where you make it easier for everybody to just say, okay, we're going to excuse that lien so that you can resell that house or get somebody else in there and that make more affordable housing available that way. So I would say just that we do something to support or encourage the state to relook at this garageman's liens and making it easier to forgive these liens. Because they can get more income in, you can get more taxes if there's somebody living in there paying taxes than trying to get somebody to pay back taxes.
Is that a state issue, Kim? Or?
It's a state issue, but if the, I mean, the county.
Well, it can be a county tax issue, too.
Yeah, it could.
And it happens. I know, like, affordable manufactured home park, I mean, it's not officially affordable, but it's super affordable, and it's a really nice one that I represent. They run into that all the time where somebody abandons a home and they can't even get the title to it to resell it or, you know, or even
right,
haul it
because
off.
Because of these liens.
Yeah, right, right. So I think that's a good creative way to help.
And maybe we can work that into the intergovernmental coordination as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brandy mentioned that we might need to talk to Gina about this one.
I'm not sure about the lien, if it involves county.
Well, we're just going to open, we'll open the door. That's all we're doing. We're not going to get into the weeds, but hopefully we can open that door to the state level as well as the county level.
I was involved with this 12 years ago when they actually drafted the bill for it, and then it didn't get anywhere until, I mean, and then everybody agreed. Like, all the superintendents in the state said, yeah, this is great, let's do this. And then it got down to the last day of the session, and nobody introduced, you know, wasn't introduced because of all the other stuff, and then mm-hmm. the session ended, and that was the end of that. Nobody brought it back up.
Actually, thinking about it, just all the neighborhood stabilization stuff we did, that almost is, it's like neighborhood stabilization for a manufactured home park, so you don't have these abandoned homes mm-hmm. throughout
right.
the park. So.
Well, maybe it can be tied into the vacant abandoned.
Yeah, true, right.
Have the strategy there
yeah.
as a way to tackle that.
Yeah, through Mike Costello's stuff.
Okay. Any other points on housing? Okay. Thanks, Brad and Brandy, for
Thank
your
you.
Time this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, so next we have recreation and open space on the agenda. And a draft chapter was circulated to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So just a little refresher. The 08 element follows a similar, we follow a similar structure to the 08 element. We did beef up a lot of things. The 08 element had state parks and forests, greenways, trails, county municipal involvement, the SCORP, and then they had some parks and recreation strategies. This, we include an overview. We include the state recreation open space, but break it down by state parks, state forest, state wildlife areas, nature preserves, and other open space. And then mention the federal recreation and open space opportunity in the county, which wasn't in the 08 plan in that chapter. And then we talk about county and local recreation open space opportunities, And that's a new section that's beefed up quite a bit, given all the things we talked about at the Park and Recreation Workshop. And then we made some updates to the greenways and trails section based on all the different things that have happened since 08. And then finally, we mentioned the SCORT plan, which we did talk about at that workshop. We updated that information, and then we include all of the various strategies we discussed as a group. So did you have a chance to read this? And if so, any comments?
I did read through it one time, which is hardly good for my comprehension because I'm slow and old. But I think it's generally, it's a pretty great start, actually.
Okay.
I noticed that, like, the Nature Center at Trapon wasn't mentioned. I know there's been quite an expansion at Trapon State Park of trails, horse trails, and walking trails. Maybe I just didn't.
Oh, so add that to the part where we talk about Trapon State Park?
Yeah, if you can just research that a little
okay.
bit with DenRec to see just exactly what it is they added. But I know the Nature Center was added. It's one of Senator Venables' projects, and some bike paths and horse paths and stuff.
Okay.
Also, I noticed that, again, Phillips Landing and Portsville are not mentioned. That's a widely used recreation area. It's not a state park.
Right.
But it's a landing where people put off and water ski and all that on the Nanticoke. And there might be others along that vein. So maybe we need to double check and see where there are other recreational amenities outside of the state parks. And even though you did a very good job of with the the Byways program and the expansion of Junction and Breakwater Trail, et cetera. So that's excellent work.
So,
is there any?
You said Phillips Landing, and what was the other one that
Portsville,
you wanted to discuss?
Portsville, there's a pond there, fishing area, picnic area. There's bound to be others around that I'm not aware of.
There are, and that's the thing. I mean, I could.
Such as,
Yeah, there's a lot, and excuse me. I mean, we could outline out all the different, there's a lot of like nature preserves and things like that too that are privately owned or nonprofit owned and managed.
Yeah, you might just, instead of doing it like a list of my names, you might just say there's another six boat ramping areas.
Okay, yeah, I've got that GIS data. I could maybe summarize it somehow.
Generalize it in a way that, shows that, and maybe some, if there's some way to measure capacity of those collectively in an aggregate.
Mm-hmm.
You've done the major ones in the state parks and say, collectively there's like Massey's Landing and other boat places and here's a general capacity.
But yeah,
they are scattered pretty evenly throughout the county.
They're pretty scattered, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all in the east side or the south.
I think that's what I would ask you to do is to try to make sure that the whole county is represented in the plan when you're calling out specific places, if you can just make sure that you Trap Pond is a big deal, really needs to be, and I know you mentioned it, and I'm glad you did. Maybe just a little bit more there, and then
The camping area, Trap Pond.
Right, there's camping there.
So if you on page two, there's a paragraph on Trap Pond. It does talk about camping, hiking, but I will add about the Nature Center, Marty, that you mentioned is new. Okay.
Yeah, it's fairly new. It's very, it's wonderful, and they've really expanded a lot of paths, and they've added to the park itself in acreage. I don't know how much, and the campground there is probably, I don't know if it's the busiest, but it's certainly one of the busiest in all of the Mid-Atlantic area.
Well used.
Yeah.
Okay. Well used.
What I don't understand, and I didn't understand it in the 08 plan either, but it wasn't, I was on a different side of the fence there at that time, but there's no way to measure use, capacity and usage. It doesn't seem like, we have all these facilities, but is there any way it's measured to how much they're used, if they're at capacity, if they're self-sustaining? How do they measure?
Parks Department has information like that.
Yeah.
DenRec
does.
Tracks, I believe, users at their sites. Yeah. I don't know if they only track it at the state parks. I don't know if they track it at their nature preserves and everything else.
One thing I like to do just personally is just measure things, something against another. How do I know, I need something unless I have the way to measure it? And so we've had a bit of a lengthy discussion about expanding Parks and Rec. We've kind of modified that to say, you know, a different way of regarding open space and natural resource preservation. But nevertheless, I mean, it'd be great if we could find some way to give the reader at least a feel for if the current recreational capacities are maxed out or not, or how close they are.
I don't know that you could do that.
Let me talk to DenRec and see, I mean, at least on their properties, if they have some use data that we could.
State parks should have.
Yeah, so I mentioned for the parks, but I don't know about their other sites. But I don't
know that they would have that, like, is that sufficient,
capacity or not,
you know, like.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think we could say.
That's Marty's question. I know it's one to wrestle with. Is it enough? Or is
I mean,
it
so if I, go to, Fenwick, right, they have a beautiful a bathhouse there and all that, and beach access. And there's times when there'll be a line and they'll actually refuse people in, right? Mm-hmm. Not because the beach is full, because there's no more parking spaces. So the limiting factor there is just simply parking, you know. So we should, you know, again, that's a gap where you don't have really a facility limitation. You have a parking limitation, you know, and other places may be just underutilized. But I look at the acreage and I'm almost floored, and we add up all these acres. I mean, there's a lot.
It is.
A lot of going on here. But that doesn't mean there aren't places like Fenwick where on weekends there's people waiting to get in and they can't get in because there's no parking spot.
Well, they could if they rode their bikes.
Hey. Well, there's old people in this world too, you know?
You're not as old as my husband. He rides his bike in.
Oh, so. Well, he's fit, though. I'm overweight. So, and then, I don't know, the last thing I noticed is the, can you talk to me about this, was it SCORP or SCORE? SCORP?
Yeah, so, excuse me, that the state does that, they're required to do that plan for funding reasons. They do it every 5 years. So, in the last plan, there was a piece on SCORP, and the last plan they did was in 2013 for their SCORP. And it basically, they do a survey as part of it where they, I forget how many people they reached out to, but they do phone surveys of residents of Sussex County, and they break it into eastern and western Sussex. You can see by the map I put in there with the two regions, about their preferences and needs in the county. And that's what some of the data I put in here was that, you know, what types of recreational needs do people want to see more of, you know, in the county, what's important to them, what are the top recreation activities they engage in, what are their priorities. So that, you know, that was carried over from the last plan and then updated for this section. And then we did talk about last time when we had this workshop about how the last plan specifically called out some of those recommendations. And the direction from this group was to basically just highlight what the state is doing, but don't necessarily commit the county to, you know, any specific thing in there. If you compare this to your 08 chapter, you can see there are very specific strategies that were outlined out in the SCORP.
Yes. I do. I wanted to know if the commissioners would be interested in considering also adding in here just a paragraph that says we also acknowledge nonprofit and for-profit facilities around the county that offer recreational opportunities. I mean, I had Dave Marshall Tennis call me and say, you know, I give 2 hours of pickleball for $6 at my place, indoor facility, heated and air-conditioned. So, like, okay.
You got sports at the beach.
And sports at the beach.
The golf courses.
The golf courses, yeah, Baywood, the Rookery. So there are many recreation opportunities.
Yeah.
The Boys and Girls Club in Seaford.
Yeah, right.
So and most of the apparently all the new elementary schools in Cape and Lopen are going to be open for pickleball.
Really,
I think that's extremely relevant. And should be included.
So page 4, it talks about the private nonprofits too. On page 4,
the second
but just say that we support the profit and nonprofit and for profit opportunities throughout the state for recreation opportunities, of which there are many. And I mean, if you want to give a couple examples, like the Boys and Girls Club.
And that's what's on page 4. It says county makes donations to various recreation related community groups to assist with these efforts. You know, municipalities, sort of private groups such as youth athletic organizations, they provide a lot of the recreation programming in the county, and then outlines out some of those numbers we talked about at the workshop where we talked about this.
So are you suggesting maybe that, like, for example, in the overview in 7.1, in addition to the parks and refuges, parks and state wildlife refuges, nature preserves, everything else, that maybe we talk about the...
There's a number of...
Yeah.
For-profit recreational opportunities throughout the county.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, that would make me...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And then we do have the strategy about the partner, the private, public partnerships exploration too.
No.
To get at that.
That was it. You're up.
I was mentioning that we have the strategy about the public-private partnerships to kind of get at that point to help further that too.
That's great. I love that. But I just, since there are so many businesses that are actually doing this, I don't want us to undercut an economic development opportunity by saying, well, we'll do that, and sorry about your luck there in your business.
Okay. And I didn't mention the pickleball partnership that Todd alluded to that's still being worked out, because I think it's still being worked out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe in a few weeks, if anything's going to come of that or not. Yeah. But that would be a good example of, you know, how the county is, you know, supporting some of those groups. But I don't think it's worked out enough yet to include in the plan.
I think it's going to extend to next year. This this chart, I mean, we've got it stated statistically in the language. Do we really need the chart?
Yeah, actually, I don't care.
Yeah, you know, we don't. The SCORP in 2013 was different than the SCORP that was used for the 08 plan, so it broke things out a little bit differently. So that's why I included this, because it didn't break it out the way it was broken out in 08.
Right.
But I can definitely cut that out if you don't see a need for it.
Chart out and leave the rest.
Okay.
Is there, I mean, I guess, though, if we're going to cut it out, is there a way to reference, because we talk about SCORP.
But it's in there. It says swimming beach 58%, picnic 58%. I mean,
right.
I think that's just as
this is effective.
Yeah, okay.
Who wants what?
I was just going to say, you know, for more information, see blah, blah,
SCORP.
Blah.
There you go. Go to
that. Okay.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah, you can do a footnote.
Yeah. Can we move on a second just on this, or are you still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know if you were.
No, I'm just,
okay.
If you have more comments on
that. I had a question that just, I think I answered, but in state recreation and open space, in the first paragraph of 7.2, it talked about a number, and it said with over 40,000 in acreage in state parks, et cetera. And then like in 7.2.3, it talks about 24,000 acres of wildlife areas. I guess I just wanted to, are we double counting some things, you know?
So that 40 is everything together, and then it's broken down by the subsections.
That's what I wanted to make sure I understood. And as I read through it, I thought that was the case. So that's fine. Then I know, because just on page 5, what would it be? Well, the part that talks about the conversion of the spray irrigation, a big part of that was that that's going to connect to the state's junction and breakwater trail system. So if you could just...
Sure.
So at the end of that sentence where it says trails open to the public in connection with the state's junction and breakwater trail system. Because that's was a big part of Hans's initiative on that. So in other words, and the point being, it's not just a standalone thing.
Yep.
Now, this map's okay, right?
So that map, I actually worked with Jared here at DelDOT, because they were they're looking at a map for trails and mobility. We wanted to make sure we weren't duplicating the same thing and that we were both using the same layer. And he talked to his connections at DENREC and got us an even more updated layer of the trails. So the one I have in here hasn't been updated since like the end of 2014. There's been a few changes to the trail since then.
Right.
So I'm going to put a new trails layer on this.
But there's no...
Is there public access to that map online?
Public
access to this, the trail map online? There is at DENREC.
Did you get it individually from them, or is it? Because we didn't think we found it on First Map, right?
First Map?
No, I don't think it was.
So the data that I got,
Just real quick, can you give your name on that?
Sorry, Jared.
The data that I got, I originally looked at First Map, but I noticed that, and that was the public layer. I noticed that they didn't have some of the proposed layers on there. I had to contact DenRec directly, who then gave me that data.
And the one I had was from DenRec, but they hadn't updated it since 2014, so.
Okay.
There's been some changes.
Because I wanted to be able to put, that's what my suggestion was going to be, if we put some, you know, refer to the DenRec site, but if they're not updating it for the public, then we won't be giving them the most up-to-date information, so. Okay, thank you.
But that's a good general comment that we hadn't talked about. We've talked about it on individual issues, but anywhere that there's a map that links to someplace, can we cite to a link? You know, because again, it's a 10-year plan.
Right.
Yeah, so like on the trails, I can say.
And I mean, and throughout the whole plan too, not just in this element. You know, just if it's a document that like this one is one we kind of had to go make, so you wouldn't necessarily have a link to it. But whenever you can.
I like the SCORP, you know, referencing people to the SCORP.
Yeah. Because again, you know, people might have a new sport that they are dying to get going by.
I just
drone racing. That's
terrible. Yeah, that's why I want to.
I saw it on
TV. One of my friends' kids is like into that now.
But that's why I want to ask this group if there's anything. You guys have the local insight. Is there anything missing from this chapter that's going on in the county recreation-wise that?
Well, I mean,
it's
the communities each have their own, the municipalities, but my goodness.
We have the GIS layer for all the public parks and playgrounds, but I mean, it's just crazy. So that's why I tried to generalize.
The map that bothers me at all, and I think it's a good map, and it's a mild thing, is that, you know, there's other things, those landings and boat ramps and stuff don't show up on the map.
And I do have that data, but they would be points. So they're not going to be like a parcel, like a park is. So it's not really going to show up unless I put a point and put a label on it.
Yeah, maybe if you can just put a point, you know.
With a label? Because I have to label all of them, too.
I don't know.
Again, is that something that's available online that we could just say, go, you know, for more?
That's the point, though.
The thing is, a lot of the data is available publicly.
Right.
If you have GIS software and can download it and play with it. So, like, to planners, you know, we can take it and put it into nice maps.
I think
but
if you did them, you know, like a point, but a sizable point, but in the ledger, just put, these are non-state park or some label that would say these are other recreational opportunities, such as.
Yeah, the boat ramps, the canoe launches, kayak launches, they're all in there. But and I can do that. I can try it, Marty, and see what it looks like. But if it's a lot and it's going to be.
If it's just going to become clutter, I would say.
Maybe I could just show it as one point and then put the point and say, like what you're saying, these include, you know, boat ramps.
That's right. Just in
kayak
the
launches.
In the ledger on the side here, you know, you put a dot wherever those landings and other sites are. And up here, you just say these dots indicate, right? And then it's not so cluttered with names all over the map.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me do that.
Any other comments on recreation? How about you go ahead and try to, you know, make these edits and then get it back to the commission. We'll put it on another agenda to post it, okay?
Sounds good.
Are we looking at the objectives at all?
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah, do you want to?
Tell us just the one that we have always been carrying on about.
The expansion?
So you want to open that door again? Is what you're saying?
Do I really, really want to open
Has the
door?
Horse been beaten yet?
Well,
we can't
change it.
Got 6 minutes.
Okay. Objective 7.1.1, I was going to say, where it says enhance and preserve the county's role in parks, I would just say continue the county's role in parks and recreation instead of enhance and preserve. One word.
Okay.
And then strategy.
So wait, is that a yes from everybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You might want to, like, ask.
You okay? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing heads nod, so.
And then strategy 7.1.1.3, identify needs for recreational use facilities in Sussex County. This is under 7.1. I just think that's going to, I think they come to us enough that we don't have to start going out looking for them.
Just strike that.
That is what I figure people, you know, it's up to you guys, but
no, I just. You okay with striking that law?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think people are going to make us aware of what they're looking for. I don't know that we're really going to need to go out and look.
Figure out.
They find us.
Help homeless people or build pickleball courts. Okay.
Okay, so strike 7113.
Right.
Okay. Any other comments on the goals, objectives, strategies?
Let's see what it looks like when we get.
That was all right.
Okay.
Thank you. I thought it was very good.
Good.
All right.
I just wanted to, were there any comments on the vision statement, too? I put that up as a slide, but that was okay?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, so we have few.